This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That's right. It is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We make it simple for you. Stuck at home because it's Sunday evening. Stuck at home because it's new Corona land.
I'm calling it house arrest now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's also Easter Sunday, so a lot of people will probably be at home anyway, but yeah. We do have the lockdown.
Missing your family because they can't come over for Easter borscht or whatever your family has for Easter. It's probably not
hot cross buns and hard-boiled eggs breakfast for me.
It's not Haas and Pfeffer.
No.
Well, whatever. You can call in. The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. One thing that's been happening during this whole COVID-1984 thing is the Tiger King.
Oh, geez.
Now, I know we've been talking about COVID on the air here, and I do think that Ian's right, that this is important. This is the biggest threat to freedom in our lifetimes.
The virus itself or the response to the virus?
Does it really matter?
Well, a virus can't be a threat to freedom. A virus, it's not quite an inanimate object, but it's really, really close to an inanimate object. It has no moral agency.
Right. Clearly, the virus isn't the issue. It's the reaction to the virus which is the issue. And, the beacon of liberty that is Free Talk Live. Whether you agree with us on every issue every time or not, you at least are likely to claim that, well, at least those boys are consistent.
Yes.
Sorry, Mallory.
those folks, peeps.
Those folks are consistent. I don't know, I'm 49. When do I stop being a boy?
Bam is consistent, yo.
We stand for liberty here on Free Talk Live. So if you want to call and talk about whatever, you know, dastardly threat to liberty is the government's cooking up right now because of this COVID-1984 thing, you are welcome to do it. The number is 855-450-3733. I just want to talk about Tiger King. Now,
you really want to talk about Tiger King.
Yes.
Because I got a homework assignment from you saying, like, if you haven't seen any Tiger King, make sure you watch a little bit of Tiger King before you come in. So I watched, like, the top 10 cringiest Tiger King moments on YouTube, and that's it for my exposure.
Now, I've only watched Tiger King. I haven't watched any of the sort of stuff about it, but yeah, I mean, I think you probably got a lot about Tiger King.
Okay.
And, Melody, did you get any chance to watch anything?
No, I need, like, a week's notice on that kind of thing. I stayed up till 6 a.m. arguing about what we should and should not tell the general public as far as philosophy.
Okay.
And I was like, everything, and they were like, well,
perhaps not. Well, as the case may be. So I wasn't going to watch Tiger King. I mean, I didn't watch Game of Thrones. I didn't watch Sopranos. I didn't watch Lost. I didn't watch any of this stuff. I don't care.
Lost was good.
So I hear.
I cannot imagine. I refuse to believe that Tiger King is good, though.
So what was the appeal? What broke you to say, like, I got to watch
this? A friend of mine who enjoys making fun of my radical libertarianism. On this show, I'm the voice of reason. But in the real world, I'm a radical by anybody's standards.
Okay.
Anybody's standards. And, you know, he's like, we were on a Zoom call or something, and he screams at me, "Freedom isn't free, Mark!" And I realized at that moment that, well, I guess I'm going to have to watch at least one episode of this Tiger King thing.
Okay.
And I say, Melanie, this is some of the most compelling television that has been produced in the last decade. Oh, you shouldn't listen to me. I don't know crap. Okay. I watch much TV.
I was going to say, part of that, the cringiest moments video was how it was intentionally produced to be cringy. Like, it's bad TV.
Well, yeah, it's reality poorly. TV, of course.
Well, as long as we don't use the term documentary, I'm fine here, because this is not a documentary.
Okay. A docudrama?
I don't think we even have documentaries anymore, but this was made in the style of a documentary.
Okay.
And
And, I mean, to me, a documentary...
Yeah, but so was the libertarian Star Wars Death Star video. That doesn't mean that it is one.
Well, agreed. I think the documentary is a style at this point and not a sort of fact. Documentary means like a journalist documenting things, suggesting that you're getting the whole story. And I wouldn't propose for a moment that the Tiger King is the full story. I'm just claiming it's a story and a really good one. Okay. And, you know, maybe you disagree with me. 855-450-3733. I don't care. I watched it. I liked it. There's 7 episodes. They're 40 minutes long. It's not like my wife life has been wasted or anything like that. I swear to God, if I was on the team of people who don't watch the popular thing and I have betrayed you, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to betray you. But, yeah, I love this thing. It was really awesome. It was a great show. And, you know, I clearly came away with it. I think it was designed, and well-designed in my opinion, for you to walk away believing that your person, your character, was clearly the hero. And if you can produce something where there's, you know, a whole bunch of different heroes,
okay,
you've done a great job of telling
stories.
So, like,
all the players on the Tiger King, aside from Joe Exotic, right? Like, there's a relatable character for anybody, is what you're saying.
I think Joe Exotic's probably relatable to a lot of people. But okay. Joe Exotic certainly is a megalomaniac, writ small, you know, and he's a kook.
He found his small pond that he could be the big fish in.
Yeah, yeah, he's a big gay fish, gun-toting fish in a small pond. And I'm gonna try not to spoil too much of Tiger King for you in case you need to watch it. But hey, you know, it's not like you have any warning. This thing's been out for weeks. So if I somehow convince you, I'm gonna try not to spoil too much. But hey, you know, I mean, gotta talk about Tiger King to some extent. But I think I walked away thinking Joshua Dial, who was the libertarian campaign manager for Joe's 2 libertarian campaigns, was the hero. Like, this is clearly okay. The only person who has anything, you know, has a grasp on anything that's remotely represents rationality.
And he chose to take that name and drag it through Tiger King. I hate him already.
Well, I don't think he...
The libertarian?
Nobody knew what this was going to be.
How do you not know that you're... How do you not know that?
The whole Tiger King thing was basically being documented the whole time before they show up. And then there was a fire that destroyed all the footage. And then another documenter comes through and, you know, just sort of asking questions and these kind of things. And there's some amazing things that happen. And it's certainly worth talking about and that kind of thing. So... Well. Anyway,
that would be one thing important. If it is to be presented as a documentary, right, then you don't really know where the narrative is going to take you until you start documenting it.
You know it's a documentary about people having tigers for pets.
Right.
And you're like, you know what I need to put on here? The libertarian label. And I'm like, okay, I hate you.
Well, as I understand it, it's illegal to have tigers as pets.
I'm pretty sure
it is.
He's
a zoo.
What's that?
He's an exotic zoo, right?
He's a zoo.
Yeah.
And that this is the next step that that witch, Carol Baskins. anyway, that's what they say about this lady. I think I met her, by the way. I was working at a gym in Sarasota, Florida, years and years and years ago, and some lady from something very close to the Big Cat Rescue came in, bought a gym membership, and worked out several times.
Nice.
And I talked to her about, well, what else? Lions and tigers.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that's what I really want to talk about here is that the sum total of this, everybody walks away thinking, these people are lunatics. And
I would get that impression.
Almost everybody believes nobody should be able to own a tiger.
Pish posh.
And I am here to stand in the face of this, because that's the role of the libertarian here is, you know, the poem by Reverend Martin Niemöller.
I will stand with you, Mark.
What is the poem by...
First they came for the communists, and I was not a communist.
Communist, so, and I said nothing.
Right, and then they came for the socialist or...
Maybe it was the trade unionists.
Yes, that's the one.
And I wasn't a trade unionist, so I said nothing. Then they came for the Jews, and I wasn't a Jew, so I said nothing. And then when they came for me, there was no one left to stand up for me.
Right.
Although, I really have to question your motives and mental clarity if you decide to own a tiger.
What if
I have to defend your right
tiger.
To do it.
But it's a cub tiger, right? They haven't grown into the full size yet.
It doesn't take long.
Okay.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. as in freedom. And you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. We're talking about Tiger King, or more specifically, tiger ownership, I think. Big cat ownership. And I've looked into this a bit. I grew up just across the street from some people who had big cats. Sarasota is a circus town. So there are people in circus towns with circus animals. They had elephants and lions and tigers over there. And I went over on more than one occasion and saw their animals. As a matter of fact, those kind people there, introduced me to another place. Introduced my mom. I don't know. We ended up at another place because of them, where a guy had a chimpanzee, an old chimpanzee, that had bent the steel bars on his cage to show you what kind of strength these creatures have. I mean, they could literally rip your arm off and beat you to death with it. That kind of strength. But it's, to me, about freedom. Now, freedom has consequences. And I want to talk about those consequences. One of those consequences is that people who believe in freedom is they want to do business with other people who believe in freedom. It's any philosophy.
As often as possible.
Yes. As often as they can. That doesn't mean that they'll exclusively do it, but right. They certainly want to do it as often as possible. And that's why we put together Liberty.menu in conjunction with, you know, the gentleman who actually put together Liberty.menu. That's the reason we asked to join up with Liberty.menu.
This is a paid advertisement for Liberty.menu.
It is not.
Oh, okay.
Nope, it is not. Liberty.menu and Free Talk Live are teamed up.
Okay.
And should they ever make any kind of money, we would get some of it. But it's not really the point. The point is to provide basically free advertising at a very low level for Liberty-oriented businesses. So go to Liberty.menu and sign up if you believe in the non-aggression principle. And if you don't, pound sand and never bother them again. So Liberty.menu. And up until relatively recently here in the United States, you could own a lion, a tiger, or a bear, or whatever. And somehow that worked out relatively well. There's certainly some news stories that are terrifying out there, but there's news stories about every hobby that's terrifying. And the concern I have is if we go and take away people's rights in these small ways.
Sure.
That we just get used to taking away rights. Because I can tell you, the Tiger King thing, with its huge popularity, the vast majority of people, I heard it on NPR today, they were defending Carol Baskins on NPR. Well, why? Maybe it's because she deserved the defense. Maybe it's because they have a position, and that position is very similar to Carol Baskins, and that they want to do away with private zoos in America. Because you already can't own a lion or a tiger as a pet owner. You have to have a zoo.
So you're conflating, is it aggression to own a dangerous animal with, should the state enforce not owning a dangerous animal? And those should really be handled separately.
Is it aggression? I don't think it's aggression to own a dangerous animal.
Well, even if your answer is no,
okay.
I think you're conflating those things. And I don't know that I haven't given this tons and tons of thought, but I'm leaning
just
towards, yes.
Just substitute tiger with machine gun, and you've given all
right.
The thoughts that you need to give
to this. But a machine gun, and the argument we always make about guns is my gun sitting in the safe is not going to get up and go shoot somebody. That is not true of tigers.
Well, your tiger sitting in his pen isn't going to go up and eat somebody. It's you've got to get in the pen, or the tiger has to get out of the pen. And hopefully the pen is large, and the tiger has some area to get around in. That was certainly the case when I was a kid with these tigers, these big cats. But, you know, it's as long as they've got a nice place to stay, what's the difference between confining a tiger to a large pen and confining your cat to the house? Because these same liberals that don't want you to own a tiger want you to keep your cat indoors.
Well, a cat isn't going to wander off and kill the neighbors.
No, okay. It will wander off and kill songbirds, though.
Okay, so not even cats, then. What about the people who don't want the aggressive dog breeds to be able to be held in
place? Sure. Right? Pit bulls. Another one.
I'm right? Not convinced that that's an actual thing, though.
What, an
what
aggressive
do you mean?
Dog breed?
So we take pit bulls, and then we abuse the hell out of them, and then we turn around and be like, pit bulls are aggressive.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's kind of how people work, too. So that's not an aggressive breed. To the best of my knowledge, there is no such thing. I'm not an expert on hogs.
Let's get back. I am. And I want to thank the AKC for their ban the deed, not the breed campaign. And let's go to George calling in from Pennsylvania. George, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Someone the other day made a statement that Trump...
George, talk right into your microphone. You're modulating, so talk right into the microphone.
Thanks. Someone made a statement the other day that, you know, Trump was a billionaire, and he was trying to control the whole country. But first he wanted restrictions on people, and then the Democrats, you got to have restrictions on everything. Then when he put restrictions on, he said, they won't broadcast his things on CNN anymore, you know, his daily things.
Right, his campaign propaganda that's being put on CNN.
No, I'm just an individual listener, but the thing of it is, how do you win? He's wrong if he does, and he's wrong if he doesn't.
I agree with you. The media does not like Donald Trump. And it's not like he didn't throw down a gauntlet for them, though. He did say something to the effect of, y'all are a bunch of liars, and America should hate you.
Coined the term fake news.
Fake news, right? And, you know, I mean, although journalists should be unbiased, and they should act professionally when called a bunch of whiny, crybaby liberals.
You shouldn't expect otherwise.
And they are whiny, crybaby liberals.
For the record.
They're not going to take that well.
The way I look at it is, during this crisis, no matter who the president is, people should back whoever their leader is to try to get over this, no matter who it is.
I don't like that sentiment at all. What I would say is that I'm going to back principle, whatever that might be, and facts and logic. And if what the president does aligns with that, when it aligns with that, I will praise the president. And I'm using the non-gendered term because could be a female president in the relatively near future if Joe Biden gets elected with his female vice. And clearly he's off to the loony bin in a short order. I'm sure it'll be a very nice loony bin, gilded loony bin, but nonetheless, off he goes. You know, the president...
I think it's going to be a brokered convention for the Democrats, and they'll ease him out and they'll put Cuomo in, unfortunately.
I would like to see that just because it would be interesting to see a brokered convention. I like the notion of the political parties when they show their true colors, which is, ladies and gentlemen of America, we don't care what you think. You're going to get the candidate we want you to get, or at least an acceptable candidate to us.
Aren't they already getting
your
that?
Votes are worthless.
Aren't they already getting that with Joe Biden? Isn't he the establishment candidate?
He will have won the election, even though I think there was dirty pool involved, and the dirty pool just being sort of, I don't think Barack Obama should have called up.
Sure. But then why broker it for Cuomo?
Why would I want that?
Or the caller.
Well, that he's just what he expects to have happen. He's clearly not a Democrat. Thanks for the call, George. Appreciate it. That's all. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 here on Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says Easter is a time to remember that things will get better.
We won't be sitting there next to each other, which we'd like to be, and soon we'll be again. But right now we're keeping separation. We're getting rid of the plague.
Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health tells CNN there's a chance parts of the country may be allowed to start reopening soon from the coronavirus shutdown.
You want to make sure you don't do something prematurely and precipitously. At the same time, you pay attention to the need to try and get back to normal.
But he warns that trying to get back to normal too soon could be disastrous. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot agrees.
We cannot open up the economy until we make sure that we've got all the health care controls in place. That means widespread testing, contact tracing.
This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. If you sat here in the breaks in the studio, you would have found out how to take down a kangaroo with jiu-jitsu.
There you go.
Yeah, sometimes that happens here on Free Talk Live. The number, 855-450-3733. What are the methods to take down the kangaroo? People need to know this.
And to Mark's credit, he basically called for this.
Yeah.
So how to beat a kangaroo MMA style. They know how to box, so keep your distance. When the kangaroo throws a punch, duck under and shoot in.
They don't just know how to box. They will kick your butt.
Right. So duck under the punch, shoot in, control its body so it's going to be difficult to take him down, drag it down sideways so that it can't support itself with its tail,
yep.
Transition to the full mount as soon as possible.
I'm a little concerned with the full mount on a kangaroo, by the way, because you know I don't know how far those legs swing up. And you know if they get one little toe up underneath your hind end, you better be scooched up real high, is what I'm saying.
Sure.
And I'm concerned. One toe, you're shot into the stratosphere.
So, ground and pound, be aware that it may punch you from the bottom, which is what your concern is.
I'm not concerned. I can put my knees on its arms.
Okay. And then go for the armbar. Kangaroos have very thin arms, so it will tap out very quickly.
Yeah. So, this is... Okay. So, if you go for the armbar, you must break the arm of the kangaroo, because, no, it will not tap. It will come. You let it. What's it? If it did tap, you let it up. It is going to commence to kicking your butt. Tapping is something that you do in MMA class.
Yeah, it may come after if you break its arm.
You don't even tap in a fight, in a real fight with a human.
Not a street fight. Yeah.
Well, the purpose of a, hopefully... The
you do it, like, at practice or at, like, a tournament, yeah. Not...
In competition.
If you're actually
viable.
Fighting someone.
Yeah.
The Gracies, you know, the family lineage of jiu-jitsu, would recommend that you hold them until... like, somebody comes to make sure the fight isn't going to happen, right? Like, you get backup, whether that's police or security or whatever it is. Yeah. Hold them in the submission position. And if you've got them in the submission position properly, then you should be fine.
Yeah.
If you got the armbar, do not let that elbow creep below your pubic bone. If it does, you don't have an armbar anymore.
And they're going to try to wriggle out.
Oh, no, they're out.
Yeah.
If the elbow goes below your pubic bone, there isn't an armbar anymore.
Yeah.
Like, maybe you've got enough force that you could try to break their forearm, but it's highly unlikely. Anyway, well, now you got your jiu-jitsu with wild animals what is it? It's MMA they're calling it, right?
Yeah, well, whatever.
Yeah. Jiu-jitsu is a large part of MMA.
It used ground and pound as well, and yeah. Wrestling to take it down. So,
speaking of jiu-jitsu and MMA, Roger Ver, the guy who owns Bitcoin.com, the CEO of Bitcoin.com, he's the one who got me into jiu-jitsu, and he's very into it, and Bitcoin.com sponsors several jiu-jitsu fighters and MMA fighters. So go check out Bitcoin.com. They make it easy for you to get possession of cryptocurrencies. I think possession of cryptocurrencies in the relatively near future is going to be not only a good idea just to be out of the world monetary system, because you don't want to be using their money, but it's probably also going to be lucrative. It's my guess. And, well, I've been right before. So check them out, Bitcoin.com. They've got all the information you need. And as a matter of fact, you can buy Bitcoin Cash there. You can get a wallet to possess it. You can get videos on how to understand it. You can whatever you need. They've got it, Bitcoin.com. So we were talking about the Tiger King, but basically about sort of the ownership of large cats. And the government's this blunt force object. No, you shouldn't have large cats. Well, I hear cheetahs make pretty good pets. But nobody ever wants to talk about that.
Because it sounds dangerous, Mark. What about the safety of your neighbors?
Show me a video where a cheetah defends its kill.
Okay.
They don't, because they're very thin-boned creatures. If some other creature comes along, basically, that's it. They just eat what they can eat. While they can eat it until something comes along. The cheetahs are a great killer in so much as they take down, you know, gazelles, the weak, the young, the old, that sort of thing. But once they do, you know, they can't defend it from whatever other creatures over there like, hey, it's another free meal from the cheetah.
So what would stop them? I guess the concern is what would stop them from attacking right, your neighbor, if they were to get out, and then, they attack the neighbor, and then they run away when someone else comes along to shoo them away. But the attack still happened.
Sure.
I think that's the general concern. Not that they would stand over, you know, your fallen neighbor and be like, oh, no, we're just going to maul him until he's, you know, completely gone.
What happens if your dog does that?
That's what I was bringing up earlier before the break, right? When I said, like, what about pit bulls?
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm on your side on this.
No, I know.
You should be able to defend anything.
Pit bulls aren't inherently... So what people do is they take a pit bull and they abuse it to the ends of abuse limits. And then they turn around and like, oh, no, pit bulls are violent. Well, yeah, if you do that with anything, that's going to be your result. That does not equal pit bulls are inherently violent.
Right, but a violent, abused chihuahua, right, is much less dangerous to the neighborhood than an abused pit bull.
I hear there.
And a pit bull isn't necessarily deathly dangerous to most people. It will be to, like, smaller people and kids and stuff like that, but...
Okay.
I'm not going to say a pit bull is inherently dangerous, where I think that is true of a tiger or a lion. Now, if you have, like, adequate enclosure, because it's like, okay, yeah, you could have a gun, but you can't stand in the middle of the street and shoot a gun into the air. And that's more of the equivalent with a tiger.
Okay.
Because a tiger is not an inanimate object, and an AK is.
Well, that was to Mark's point at the end of the break, it's the deed, not the breed. Right? You should be able to own any of those wild pets as long as they don't act violently towards, you know, peaceful, otherwise peaceful people.
Right. And I think that we, you know, we just go to the worst case scenarios in
always.
America and, or, you know, probably around the world and just say, well, that's it. You know, some bad people have done some bad things and now you can't do this thing. And that's kind of what we're taught in school, too. You're all going to put your heads down until you tell me who was talking while I was writing on the chalkboard. And unless you do, we're going to all be here and everybody gets punished. I mean, is that really what we need to do? I mean, this is such a crappy system.
Well, also depends who you are. Because there was one time in high school, one of the teachers, you know, did that. And I went, well, I'm not going to detention because I didn't do it. So I went to the vice principal's office during my free period instead. I went to the office and I need to talk to the vice principal. You know, this professor wants to have detention for everybody. I know I didn't do it. I'm not going to detention. What's going to happen? And the response I got from the vice principal was, you don't have to go to detention. I will talk to the teacher. So sometimes escalating and protesting that, even in school, can be beneficial.
So you're saying you snitched to the man?
If you want to say that, but I snitched on the guy who was going
against
to hold
the
me.
Other man. I mean, like, so what?
What other recourse?
Like, I called
I
the
have?
Cops on the cops. All right, like, whatever.
So I guess I want to hear from people who think that it's a good idea to ban big cats. You know, convince me that, admittedly, I don't think it's a good idea generally to own big cats. Now, I grew up across the street from some people who did, and everything was fine. I never had a tiger come over to our place and eat one of our cows. You know, everything was fine. Never had an incident.
And I would be liable financially and legally if that were to occur.
Absolutely.
Well,
they
so
would
that
be.
Doesn't solve the problem, though. It's like, okay, well, if I shoot a gun in the air, you can't stop me until I hit somebody. And then if I hit somebody and kill him, then I pay damages. So, like, damages doesn't erase the aggression. Like, no, you cannot shoot a gun in the air. I'm sorry. And so the question is, how close is that to shooting a gun in the air? How close is that to just...
Having the tiger in the pen is not having the gun being shot into the air. It's like you said, having the gun locked up in the safe.
So I would take your side on that, Melanie, in so much as you mayn't fire a gun in the air because you don't know where the bullet's going to come down. And that at more than one time.
And if someone stops me from shooting a gun in the air, even if I didn't hit anybody yet, they're not committing aggression. Whether they're a state agent or not, hope, you know, the preference would be not, but stopping that is not aggression.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live, or use the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
Again, 855-450-3733. You were talking about firing bullets into the air, Melanie, and I, you know, we've read a story, at least, on Free Talk Live of a kid that was killed, I think in Atlanta, from a bullet that came through the church ceiling and hit him in the head and killed him.
Yeah, I mean, that happens in places where people fire guns into the air.
Yes, it does. And... but I had a question, right? Like, so if you fire a bullet into the air, it's going significantly faster than 220 miles an hour or whatever terminal velocity is, right? But if it were to go straight up, it must reach a point and then begin falling back down. And if it falls back down, then it should be at terminal velocity, which is only 220 miles an hour, which shouldn't be enough to kill people, I don't think. I mean, but I guess I'm wrong, because I looked it up.
But it was, nobody ever shoots exactly straight, and then
nope.
You have give in the hammer, and it's, you're not going to get that.
Right. So you can't get straight, but the closer to straight, the less deadly they tend to be. But if you have, you know, you just sort of fire off at some angle, then it's likely to come down and being going at significantly faster speeds. So there's
terminal velocity.
Then terminal velocity.
But slower than the speed at which it exits the chamber.
Sure.
Okay.
But every bullet begins to fall as soon as you shoot it. You know, doesn't matter how much propellant's behind it. It's falling. I mean, gravity is working on that bullet. So if you take a handgun, which doesn't have that much propellant, and you fire it at a 45-degree angle from the horizon to whatever that imaginary point is that's straight up, and it's going to arc, and then it's going to come down, and it's going to be going significantly faster than terminal velocity. And it probably, and this is probably the most dangerous part, is probably not going to tumble. So a bullet fired more than 45, or you know, hopefully much more than 45, up, is going to go up and then, you know, get start tumbling on the way down, which makes it less deadly. So I just wanted to look it up because I had this question, you know, and whether you want to make a theoretical math problem about it or not is really not the issue. Let's read some facts. A study by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, don't listen to them about COVID, found that 80% of the...
But listen to them about guns and bullets.
80% of the celebratory gunfire-related injuries are to the head, feet, and shoulders. In Puerto Rico, about 7 people have died from celebratory gunfire on New Year's Eve in the past 20 years. The last one was 2012. Between the years of 1985 and 1992, so in Los Angeles, California, just the King Drew Medical Center... this is some time ago, and they were more likely to have guns, I guess is what I'm trying to say, in L.A. at that time. And let's see, they treated some 118 people from 85 to 92, not the biggest time frame, for random falling bullet injuries. 38 of them died. So that's several people per year dying in just this one hospital in Los Angeles because of celebratory gunfire deaths.
Okay.
And that means a lot of people were celebrating by shooting up in the air, and a lot of people died from it. So, yes, I am of the opinion firing a gun into the air is aggression. In the same way that I think driving on the wrong side of the road intentionally in sort of some game of chicken is aggression. Like, it's been posited here on the show that if you play chicken with somebody, just some hapless individual on the road, and they swerve off the road, hit a rock, and die, you're not responsible. You never touched them. And I, no.
That's not accurate.
I disagree with that notion.
So is driving on the wrong side of the road always an act of aggression, or does there have to be a victim coming the other way?
Yes, England is aggression.
Okay.
No.
I can think of a situation in which it's not, but in general it is.
We were out here for Social Sundays, and the ambulance and the fire truck went blasting down the wrong side of the road because it's more convenient for them, sirens on, whatever.
That's not a matter of convenience. That's a matter of getting somewhere before something bad happens.
It has to do...
The right side of the road's right on the other side, though. I mean, like...
It has to do with the exiting of the fire station and stuff like that in town.
Okay.
I don't know that that's true with the new station as opposed to the old station, but they've been going that direction for a long time.
Clearly there's a case where you can drive on the wrong side of the road safely and not aggress against another.
I would agree.
Okay.
That there are times, certainly. I mean, sometimes you have to get around a vehicle, you know, that's parked on the side of the road and those sorts of things. But playing chicken is what I'm talking about.
And that's why I wanted to be clear if it was always on the wrong side of the road or just when there's another car, you know, approaching for impact.
So I do think that aggression starts before the tip of my nose, as it were. That's the old libertarian rule, is that your rights stop at the tip of my nose.
Because threats are a thing, and endangering people is... something, but it's like half a threat and half of an actual battery.
So now the question is speaking of Tiger King here, is owning a tiger aggression?
Inherently an act of aggression?
If you have, like, adequate enclosures, then no, because, like, the zoo is not committing aggression, at least as far as I know. If you're just like, yeah, I got this metal cage, throw a tiger in there. Then, yeah, that's a problem.
Okay, so...
what if you had it chained up with a thick chain wrapped around a tree?
The tiger?
Oh, yeah, might have experience with different kind of trees, because that doesn't seem adequate to me.
An oak tree.
Right. Believe me, the right kind of tree would keep a tiger. Now, I don't think it's nice to do to an animal to just chain them up to a tree. But, hey, look, in the history of dogs, we... even in this country, where now chaining a dog up is considered, you know, you really should not only, you should only do that for brief periods of time, and you should be watching them the whole time.
Okay.
Well, that's how it is up here anyway.
I think it's a lot of places.
If you had your tiger in a cage in the back and you wanted to get some exercise, so you have, you know, you got a large yard,
yep.
You tie it up to a tree, you can run back and forth along the length of the chain.
How about, if the tiger gets itself wrapped up with the chain or whatever, then... it's not like getting my dog, which this happened to. We put one of these things in the ground to give him a little exercise back when we had first gotten him, and his dumb ass got it all tied up, you know.
Happened to my son when he was a little baby.
Yeah, they do that.
And so I had to untie
him. Dogs, not people.
No, people do it too.
But if a tiger's in that situation, like, the dog was a little panicky.
Yeah.
Now, he's not going to bite, even if he is a Doberman. He's not going to bite, and I wasn't scared of that at any point. I am scared of the tiger biting, though. Like, if you go try to get the chain out from around the tiger's foot, you're probably going to die.
You might be scared of the tiger, but what about the tiger's handler, who has bonded and has a relationship with the tiger somehow, some way?
I would like to think that that's the case. Now, I am of the opinion that a tiger is less likely to bond than, say, a lion.
Okay.
Now, there's this great video on the internet where this lion trainer goes out and sees the lion that they released or whatever. The lion remembers him, jumps up, and doesn't disembowel him. But
gives him a hug.
Gives him a hug, yeah. It's great video. It's really compelling and wonderful
stuff.
Yeah, but,
okay, if I film anything enough of times, I'm going to catch footage where it goes okay.
I think that,
well, if it's better going to say, bad precluded it going okay, he wouldn't be there for the second.
Well, there's more than one person on Earth who, for some reason, thinks they can go be friends with Lion, though.
I think that he...
They're only going to show it if he doesn't die.
I think that he probably trained a bunch of lions and said, this is the lion that I miss the most and the one that I had the greatest bond with, and felt comfortable with that particular lion. And if
I don't think he felt comfortable. If you watch the clip, he's like, I wasn't sure how the lion was going to react. I'm so thankful
well,
that
he sure
gave
stood
me
there. Yeah. And I'm glad that that's how it went.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's still the one out of, say, 10 lions or whatever that this guy perhaps trained. Also, a lion is a communal beast as opposed to a tiger, which is a solitary hunter. I mean, you know, watch a few videos of tigers breeding. It's a little touch and go. Okay. You know, like, tiger rape doesn't happen. You know, these gals can defend themselves and will. And, it's going to happen. It's going to happen the way she says it's going to happen in the time frame that she says it's going to happen. And he's compelled. He's interested. He's, you know, he's there for a purpose, but. Yeah, it ain't going to, you know.
So as it should be?
I guess. Sure. Whatever the case may be. So, I have to come down on the side of defending people's rights to own whatever they own, yeah. But I also believe that you're completely responsible for your actions, and that includes the actions of owning a large cat.
Yeah.
And
that's what I was saying earlier. If the tiger or large cat attacks, aggresses, harms someone else, then yeah, you can be held legally and financially responsible.
I guess I kind of doubt the mental capacity of these people. If you are recklessly keeping a dangerous anything, then I'm not ready to say that that's not aggression.
Well, I'd like to hear more, and certainly we can get to that if you call in at it. The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. If you have called in, please hold on. Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.